Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I hope your day is going great so far, whether you're listening to this first thing or late at night or somewhere in between. So glad you're here today. And my hope is that today's episode would really help you. It's a topic that honestly has really helped me, and it's this idea that every single one of us has a stress behavior. One of the things about my wiring that I bring to the team around me is that I'm a strategic thinker. Now, I don't get down into the weeds, but what I have a natural sort of sense of doing is trying to figure out how a decision fits in the larger context. And so in the early moments of a new idea, I ask a lot of questions, not because I'm trying to shoot something down, but because I'm trying to understand it, so that I could have the context for it, that I could fit it into the bigger picture. And once I get it, man, I can run with it. I can be loyal to it. But what's interesting is what I found is the more self-aware I've become is the thing that I need when it comes to putting things into context can also be one of my greatest weaknesses. And I don't know if you've ever thought about that. There's something that makes you really great. There's something unique about your personality that's amazing, but in an unhealthy place, it can become kryptonite. And so in my example, and your personality is different than mine, but in my example, the thing that is a strength is the way that I think, but the weakness when I'm under stress, when I'm not in a healthy place, is also my thinking. In other words, if I'm stressed or if I am just not in a good place emotionally, I will retreat further and further into my thoughts. I'll go more inward. I'll become quieter. I'll become more distant. And as a result, I'll have doubts in my mind, and I will second guess people's decisions, and I'll read between the lines. And so the thing that's my strength also becomes my weakness. And I think that's true of all of us. Whatever your personality wiring is, different or the same as mine, is our greatest strength often is our weakness. And for me, what I've found is that when I begin to retreat, I'm actually walking away from the thing that would help me become healthier again. Well, one of my friends sent an amazing devotional to our friend group via text this morning, and it actually comes from a devotional book for moms, but I thought, what a fantastic word. It's called A Lonely Place to Live, and here's what the devotional entry says. It says, sometimes in our own stubbornness and pride, we try to do everything on our own. We buy into the lie that we don't need anyone, not the church, not friends, not even God. Usually this attitude is driven by fear or perhaps past hurt and disappointment. We push away everyone who wants to love and help us. It doesn't really work out for us in the end, though. God created in us a need for Him and a need for others. Even if we are successful in our own pursuits, pride isolates us from God and others. This is a lonely place to live. If we lay aside our pride and past fears, we are able to commune with others, deeply benefiting from the joy of living together. Here's what Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 and 10 says. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up, but pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. And the devotional ends with a couple of questions. It says, what are some things you're trying to do on your own? Can you see how allowing someone to help can be a blessing to you both? Man, I don't know how that hits you, but I thought, what a powerful word, what a powerful reminder. And so I want to encourage you today, you maybe have a sense of what you need. Would you pay attention that when you're not getting it, what happens when you go into stress? And maybe, just maybe, the thing that you're retreating from could be the very thing that God could use to bring wholeness and health in the middle of that situation. Well, have a great day today. If you need anything, if there's anything we can join you in praying for, if there's anything we can do to help, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com, prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And Pastor Chuck and I, in the weeks ahead, are going to be answering questions that our listeners have, and we're also going to be talking about topics that you have. And so if there's a question you'd love for us to tackle, or if there's a topic that would be helpful for us to address, drop us a note at hello@sugarhillchurch.com, hello@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.